The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. We are on the road all this week. We'll be broadcasting from the campus of West Coast Baptist College in Southern California here in Los Angeles County. And we're going to have a great, great series of programs for you all this week broadcasting from the West Coast. Hope you guys are doing well and had a great weekend wherever you might be. Folks, we've got a lot to talk about today, but right now, and Grace Baker is back in our flagship studios in Memphis, Tennessee. And I know, Grace, you're very concerned about this, very alarmed. Do not panic, America. Facebook is down, as is Instagram. So we don't know what's happened. But, you know, there was the big 60-minute story yesterday, Grace, the big whistleblower story about Facebook. And now, less than 24 hours later, Facebook is down.
I know. It's quite insane. Go to check your... You know, people's statuses and what people are having for breakfast on Instagram, can't do it.
Have not seen a single breakfast sandwich photograph this morning on Instagram.
No.
So it's a bit discombobulating, people, but we will get through it. We will survive. Facebook and Instagram are down. So if you're used to watching the program on our Facebook live stream, well, you're not doing it today, at least not right now. But that's a perfect opportunity for you to go to our website, download the podcast, and get our app. Because, again, you cannot rely on you just can't rely on Facebook. You can't rely on social media these days. So we don't know what the heck's going on over there at Facebook. But a lot of people are freaking out on Twitter about Facebook being down. I guess that's the way things go in the world of social media. So, look, I want to start with a very weird story that happened over the weekend. Senator Kyrsten Sinema is one of the two moderate Democrats in the U.S. Senate, the other being Joe Manchin. And Sinema was going to the bathroom. I guess she was teaching a class at Arizona State University, and she had to go to the bathroom, and she took a bathroom break. And there she is, sitting on the can, doing her business, when all of a sudden she is set upon by a bunch of illegal aliens and their posse. So we're going to play some audio for you of what it sounded like as these illegals confronted Senator Sinema in the ladies' room. Cut number 8, please.
Senator, we want to talk to you real quick. Can we talk to you real quick?
Hi, actually, I am heading out.
Right now is a real moment that our people need in order for us to be able to talk about what's really happening. We need a Build Back Better plan right now.
We knocked on doors. We need solutions. The Build Back Better plan has the solutions that we need.
We knocked on doors for you to get you elected, and just how we got you elected, we can get you out of office if you don't support what you promised us.
We need 7 million citizenship for 7 million. We need the Build Back Better plan right now.
My name is Blanca. I was brought here to the United States when I was 3 years old. And in 2010, my grandparents both got deported because of SB 1070. And I'm here because I definitely believe that we need a pathway to citizenship. My grandfather passed away 2 weeks ago, and I was not able to go to Mexico and visit him because there is no pathway to citizenship. And if we have the opportunity to pass it right now, then we need to do it because there's millions of undocumented people just like me who share the same story or even worse things that happen to them because of SB 1070 and because of anti-immigrant legislation. And this is the opportunity to pass it right now. And we need you to, we need to hold you accountable to what you told us, what you promised us that you were going to pass when we knocked on doors for you. It's not right.
She flushed. Now, Grace Baker, I just, you're the resident female on the faculty here of the Todd Stearns radio program. And we say faculty because we have a lot of homeschool young people that listen to this program, and they get educated. So, Grace, you're a woman.
Yes, I am.
Isn't that sort of like a sacred space, the ladies' room?
Yes, it is. And can I just say that the senator made the first mistake of not going in a pack. Women always go to the bathroom in groups. And she went alone.
Oh, I have noticed that.
So,
I noticed this at the Ruth's Chris Steakhouse a couple of weeks ago. One of the ladies had to go to the bathroom. Then they all go.
Oh yeah, totally.
Is that some sort of like a genetic thing? I mean,
it's sort of like
a herd mentality.
They go in there to talk and to touch up their makeup and do a bunch of different stuff like that. So again, the fact that she went alone was her first mistake because she didn't have a buddy to get her out of the situation.
So a couple of things here, and you can tell me if I'm off base. There was a dude in the ladies' room.
Yes.
You heard, I mean, that sounded like a male voice.
Yes.
Or it could be a transgender person. I don't know. We do not know pronouns, and we don't judge here. It just seems to me that she should have just called Border Patrol. As soon as we learned that this was an illegal alien, I would have been in the stall on the phone saying, "Hello, Border Patrol. I've got an illegal for you in the ladies' room."
Oh, gosh.
All I can hope is that Kristen Sinema had like chili or maybe tamales.
Oh gosh.
And it was an unpleasant experience for all those involved.
Ugh. Didn't have to go there, Todd.
So the group here, Grace, is called Lucha, Living United for Change in Arizona, and also the illegal is a member of the Phoenix Democratic Socialist of America.
Oh my!
And they actually are defending their behavior here. It just seems to me that once you are in the bathroom, I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat, that is sort of like a sacred space. So if you want to do business with the congressperson, don't do business while they're trying to do their business.
Yeah, it's not time for politics in the bathroom.
It's not. I would have had a little bit of fun. Could you imagine if it had been Jim Jordan or Ted Cruz?
I mean, I know that it feels like the country's going down the toilet, but you're taking that a little too far.
Oh, that's good. She should have double flushed, though.
She should have.
I'm better safe than sorry. So the illegal aliens and the Democratic Socialists are defending their behavior here. They're saying that they were stalking her. She was teaching a class. They say we bird dogged her about the pathway to citizenship and worker protections. Always have a Lakota auntie on board. There are also a couple of these folks are indigenous people. We used to call them Indians. Anyway, now they call themselves indigenous people. And there's a threat involved here, Grace. The person who wrote this on social media and our good friends over at Libs of TikTok were able to archive all of this. Sophia Marjanovic, which doesn't exactly scream Tonto to me. Anyway, she is apparently a Lakota auntie. And she says, "I descend from people who neutralized Custer."
Whoa.
"I can neutralize anyone."
Whoa.
"Blank around and find out." That's the hashtag.
That's terrible.
Blank around and find out. They're also threatening to post multiple video angles. What, do they have a camera up underneath the stall?
Oh, no.
She said, "I told you I wasn't going to allow this woman to pee in peace in public, and mission accomplished. Here is the link to the video of her peeing without peace."
Wow.
Is that like a privilege thing now?
Apparently.
So here's what gets me. I don't understand this about Kristen Sinema because, correct me if I'm wrong, she is a member of the Rainbow Flag Coalition, right?
Yes.
She's not the L. I think she's the B. The B as in the bi.
Okay. Hey. We don't judge.
Look, we don't judge here. We do not judge here. I'm just saying that she's a part of this allegedly minority, people group anyway. So now you've got the minority people groups. This is what happens when you play the identity politics cards. It never ends well. So you've got this woman and the illegal alien person, and they've got a group of people. talking these lawmakers in the bathroom stalls. Makes absolutely no sense to me. Anyway, one of the girls, her name is Blanca. Blanca says that she is an illegal alien, that her grandparents got deported. Her grandfather passed away, which is a horrible thing. She says she wasn't able to go to Mexico because there is no pathway to citizenship. Well, there is a pathway to citizenship, and I just hate it that this young illegal alien girl named Blanca is an ignorant child, because there is something called a pathway to citizenship. It's called legal immigration. You fill out your paperwork, and you go about it the legal way. But clearly, little Blanca here is either ignorant of the law, or she is an intentional lawbreaker. Either way, she's still getting a college education, and I suspect being paid for with our tax dollars. So, Senator Sinema, now, Grace, it was hard for me to tell, but I don't think the senator actually engaged these people. She just, you know, she flushed, give her credit, she washed her hands, and then she walked out of the bathroom.
But did she sing Happy Birthday while she was washing her hands?
Why would you sing Happy Birthday?
Yeah, because you're supposed to sing Happy, you know, it's the length of time to sing Happy Birthday is how long you're supposed to wash your hands.
What?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Well, next time you wash your hands, sing Happy Birthday, okay?
I'm not going to sing. I'm going to be in the men's room.
Oh, so my gosh.
We have our own rules and regs on the men's side of it.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah. And that's not one of them.
Well, I got to give her credit. Like you said, she did. It's either you meet these people head on or you just totally pretend they're not there. And that's what she decided to do.
You see, I would have had a little bit of fun with it. Nah. I would have been on the phone looking for, you know, gas audio, you know, just, you know, fake, you know, passing of the gas.
Oh, my gosh.
And, I mean, you got to have some fun with these people,
that's
right?
That's true. That's true.
I mean,
I get it.
Just moaning and groaning in the stall.
Ew.
Oh, my God.
It's a big one.
It's Grace, seriously, you've got to have fun with these people. I mean, they're evil. They want to, these are socialists, okay? They want to destroy all of us. They want to throw us into the camp. So, yeah, we got to fight back, but you got to have a little bit of fun with these people, too. Especially if you're going to go with, you know
what? You can either cry or laugh.
Now, if this had happened in the men's room, at the stall or at the trough, depending on the kind of bathroom you have, there is something called, you know, when you set your sprinkler out in the middle of the yard and it just rotates.
Yes.
That could have happened. That could have happened if they were in the men's room.
Oh, no.
You could have had a rotating sprinkler. I'm just saying. Once you enter the men's room or the ladies' room, I think, you know, all bets are off.
Yep.
Anything goes. All right, look, we've got to take a break here, folks. We're going to have a lot of fun all this week broadcasting from beautiful West Coast Baptist College in the Antelope Valley, which is very close to Edwards Air Force Base. You will probably hear large jets flying over. There's just a lot of activity here, a lot of great American patriots in this part of the country as well, and we're going to tell you some of their stories. We're going to open up the phone lines as well. What would you do? You're confronted by leftists in the bathroom. What do you do? 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. Our good friend, the managing editor of ToddStearns.com, Caleb Park, is here in California, and we'll tell you guys all the events we're taking part in as we travel across the state. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Stearns.
Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, wants to give back to our listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials. Get deep discounts on MyPillow mattress toppers, towels, and so much more. For example, Mike is offering a buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special for the buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. Enter promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506. That's 800-839-8506. and use the promo code STARNS. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We are broadcasting from beautiful West Coast Baptist College in the Antelope Valley. That's in northern Los Angeles County up in the high desert. What a beautiful location. We're here for the annual Spiritual Leadership Conference, and I'll be a part of a panel talking about religious liberty. We're visiting with students, and I'll be addressing the student body of the college a few days from now as part of our big West Coast swing, and we're doing a lot of book signing as well and meeting a lot of really wonderful patriots who are doing some incredible work out here in California. You know, folks, now more than ever, it is so vitally important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Folks like our friends at Patriot Mobile, they not only share our beliefs, but they're actually doing something about it. They are America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, and they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes we care about. I hope you do what I do, which is switch to Patriot Mobile. You can use the promo code Todd, and you're going to get free activation and a free gift. Who doesn't love a free gift? Veterans, first responders, you guys are going to save even more money. And by the way, switching is incredibly easy. All you have to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Todd, or you can call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Todd. So just a few moments ago, President Biden was asked about the bathroom debacle involving Senator Kristen Sinema, and the President of the United States says those illegal alien activists had a right to confront Senator Sinema in the bathroom. Take a listen.
Mr. President, you're talking about how you have 48 Democratic votes right now. The other two have been pressured over the weekend by activists. Joe Manchin had people on kayaks show up to his boat to yell at him. Senator Sinema last night was chased into a restroom. Do you think that those tactics are crossing a line?
I don't think they're appropriate tactics, but it happens to everybody. From the only people it doesn't happen to are people who have Secret Service standing around them. It's part of the process. Yes.
A lot of people have been trying to attack immigration.
I know you don't want to comment on other senators' positions in the negotiations, but what do you think?
Okay, that was weird. There you have it, the president defending these illegals who confronted a Democratic senator in the bathroom. It's an interesting day in American politics, I can tell you that much. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. The other big story we're following, just to give you an update here, apparently this is now a major global outage with Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. All three are down. And I'm wondering, is this a bad thing? I mean, is it all that bad that Facebook is down or Instagram is down? Do you think, I mean, would life go? People are so, they're so tuned in and tied into Instagram and Facebook. I'm wondering if people are literally going through, at this very moment, Grace Baker, if people are literally going through some sort of a withdrawal because they can't log on to Facebook or Instagram. I mean, it really does make you wonder. Here with me in California is our good friend, the managing editor of ToddStearns.com and a former colleague at Fox News Channel. I guess you were too conservative for them, too. Caleb Park.
It's good to be here, Todd, and we are amongst conservatives in California.
So you're like a social media guru person. Are you getting fidgety now?
I'm getting the shakes a little bit.
Are you really?
Yes.
Really? Yeah. When it goes down, you don't realize how you're used to going to Facebook all the time.
Yeah,
Instagram.
It's one of those habits that you don't even realize you're doing.
Would you miss Facebook if it went away? 844-747-8868. That's our number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Maybe it's just me, but as America, I know America's a little angsty right now with Facebook and Instagram being down. But to be honest with you, it's sort of relaxing, right? A little refreshing that we don't have to be on social media 24/7 right now. And it does make you wonder and remember what life was like before social media, which is a foreign concept, I guess, to folks like Caleb Park, who is one of our millennials on staff here.
I think we're having a national, a worldwide detox right now from a digital detox.
A digital detox. Yep. I love it. I love it. Well, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. David from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Nuga Radio wants to weigh in on this. Hey, David, are you going through a digital detox right now?
Absolutely not, because I never had a social media account to begin with, so it's not even a blip on my radar.
So David's like, and, what's the problem, people? What's going on?
Well, I grew up in the 60s and 70s, so I was way before everybody had the internet. We still had digital phones, which people don't seem to even know how to use today if they did have them. And to me, it seems like everybody, they go out and do these adventures just so they can go and get on Facebook and post all their pictures, whereas I forgo the picture part of it and then go out and do the adventures. You know, they focus on the actual social media part of it and everything. And, you know, without social media, you know, how in the world would we know what somebody had for dinner that night? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's sort of weird. You know, the folks that are always photographing their dinner before they actually eat the meal. And I'm honestly not sure what I'm supposed to do. How am I supposed to react when someone posts a photograph of a pork chop on social media? I don't know what do they want me to do? What do they want me to say, David?
I guess the alternative is better. I guess that's better than an alternative of take the picture afterwards. But,
you know, it's interesting, know. David. It's interesting. There was a big 60-minute story yesterday. A whistleblower, a former Facebook official, left the company blowing the whistle, saying that Facebook is poisoning society, that they're intentionally showing users things that will make them angry. And they say Facebook is worse than most other social media companies. I don't know about that, but what I can say is that it really has ruined one-on-one, in-person conversation and communication skills. You know, we've got a generation of young people growing up, David, that do not know how to have a conversation with somebody. It's in person. It's all digitally now.
Right. See, in my job, I work with computers, networks, and everything, and everybody believes that I have probably the best computers, best this, whatever at home, and when I absolutely do not. I have the bare bones to get by day to day, and once I retire, that stuff's going out the door. I don't want anything to do with it.
Well, David, first, thanks for the call. And it's this interview was really fascinating. According to 60 Minutes, They were able to get their hands on internal documents from Facebook. And, of course, Facebook owns Instagram. And Caleb and Grace, I'd love to get your thoughts on this. They say that Instagram is very bad for kids, and that according to the numbers, these are the internal numbers, so they've been focusing on this in Facebook, 13.5% of teenage girls say Instagram makes thoughts of suicide worse. 17% say it makes their eating disorders worse. Are you guys surprised by those numbers?
I'll go first. Definitely not surprised by that at all. I mean, when you go on Instagram as a girl, you see these quote-unquote influencers, and they're wearing, you know, their little bikinis, and they're, like, stick thin. So people just look at that, or, you know, they got the really attractive boyfriend or whatever. And it's just, girls are really bad about comparing themselves to other people.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with Grace here. I'm not surprised at all. I don't know if you guys saw The Social Dilemma on Netflix, a documentary from a lot of people that used to work at Facebook and some of the other big tech companies. And they came out and just saying, you know, pointing to all these studies that they've done, just showing the harms that it's done to our youth and how they're not being held accountable to it. And, you know, it's, I know for me, I'm a little older. I got into social media later, but I can't imagine growing up with that and having that as your filter.
That's,
you
know,
every time you're doing something, you're filtering, okay, are people going to like this? Is this going to, you know, instead of as a kid, you know, wearing an outfit that, you know, one person makes fun of, it's like you're getting attacked by the entire world every time you make a mistake.
These 12-year-old
feels like
girls.
My life every day on this radio program.
Yes, except except kids.
I mean, these 12-year-old girls look like they're 20. And when I was 12, I looked like I was 12. So
you see, and this is where, and honest to goodness, this is where moms and dads have to step up. And I can't, I mean, it has to be difficult being a parent these days with all of the just in your face stuff that, you know, the kids are exposed to on social media. But moms and dads, you have to be able to patrol what your kids are doing on social media. And I think there could be a very good argument made that parents need to keep their kids off of these social media platforms for as long as humanly possible. It's not going to impact, I don't think it's going to impact the way they grow up. I mean, this is about monitoring what's going into your kids' brains.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, Todd, because, you know, when I was growing up, parents could check their kids' search history and see exactly what was going on. Today, it's like if you're on Twitter or Instagram or TikTok, you know, kids are seeing stuff. And it's being thrown into their face, very inappropriate things that, you know, kids shouldn't be watching. When I was on the flight over here to LAX, there was a little girl that was sitting across from me, and she was watching videos on TikTok, and it was the most gruesome ways to die. And it was just one after the other showing these images, and her mom sitting right next to her doesn't even know she's looking at this.
It's nuts. Moms, dads, you got to pay attention. Grandmas, grandpas, got to pay attention to what's happening to your kids on social media. All right, 844-747-8868. Let's go to Boston. Connor on the line wants to weigh in on this bathroom attack. Hey, Connor, how's it going?
Hey, Todd, it's a pleasure. I'll tell you, it is awesome not to have social media right now. I'll tell you, like, now all the liberals know how us conservatives feel, first off. Are you serious today? You know how many times I hear from LinkedIn or Facebook just for posting something about Trump or whatever? So, I mean, now they know how we all feel. So, you know, now if they could just take down Biden permanently, like his Twitter, his Facebook, and just leave him permanently off, I think we'd be all set. We'd be in a much better
place. I love it. But Biden says, hey, you know what? It's okay. This is all part of the process. If you're taking a dump in the bathroom and you've got a bunch of liberals coming in, hey, you get what you deserve.
You know, it's true, because these are the what they would refer to as moderate Democrats. If this had been one of the one of his pals, one of like the AOCs or the Bernie Sanders of the world, this would be like one of the biggest events in this year. You know, it's just because they're not voting for his agenda. They're on bad terms with him right now. They are the stopgap between ramming this garbage agenda through the, you know, both houses of Congress. That's why this is okay. If it were any other alt-left senator, it would not be okay. It would be like a, you know, national assault. It would be like the new January 6th, in my opinion.
Oh, look, if this had been AOC, She would have been on every single morning show talking about how she was nearly sexually assaulted in the bathroom.
And, of course, it would have been racist, too, you know? It's all these liberals. You know, we need to develop a special program for them, like a special number called Wine 1-1, right? They need a whambulance for all this kind of whining they do.
A whambulance.
Like, seriously, because every time it's something that they don't like or doesn't agree with their agenda, it's racist, it's a sexual assault, it's something that is just not innocent. You know, it's just something where, you know, ill intent is involved. It's not because they are just not, you know, voting. They're not facing the, you know, the taxpayers, the voters, their constituents. You know, it's just because it's a racist event, it's a sexual assault, something like that.
You see, if I would have been Sinema, I would have just locked the bathroom door and called Border Patrol and said, hey, I've captured an illegal for you. Come and get her.
You know, I'll tell you, I'm a conservative in a very liberal state. And, you know, my advice to Ms. Sinema, Senator Sinema, wear an NRA ball cap. I wear that all around Boston, and I don't seem to have any problems. Liberals are real tough until they see that.
That's the way to do. Connor, always wise words. Wine 1-1. I love it. We'll see if we can't get that going.
Always a pleasure, my friend.
All right. That's Connor from Boston, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, I've got to give you guys an update on Alliance Defending Freedom. All this month, we are helping to raise money for their Freedom Fund. And I've got to thank you, folks. Thousands of dollars already raised because of this radio program. And I just want to say thank you to all of you who have already joined my campaign to support Alliance Defending Freedom by going to toddstearns.com and clicking on the Donate Now banner. By doing so, you are making an investment in your freedoms, because ADF is fighting every day for men and women just like you. Folks like Tanner Cross, who's been a guest on this program. Tanner is a teacher in Virginia. He was suspended for voicing his free speech right to oppose school district policies on transgender sports participation, and he did so based on his religious faith. Jillian Turner of Fox News turned his case into national headlines. All right, but remember, folks, ADF could only successfully defend this case and thousands of others impacting your freedoms because of generous gifts from listeners like you, donating $100 to the Freedom Fund. It is incredibly easy, and it's 100% tax deductible. I know a lot of you folks looking for ways to find that tax deduction. This is the way to do it. So I'm going to encourage you to help ADF stand up for your freedom at work, in the classroom, or at your church anytime it's threatened. Here's what I want you to do. Today, folks, go to toddstearns.com, click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner, and donate $100 to the Freedom Fund. Or you can phone your gift in any amount to 855-716-7461. That's 855-716-7461. We'll be right back.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
Folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you with us today. We're broadcasting from West Coast Baptist College. That's just north of Los Angeles in the Antelope Valley. Beautiful, beautiful campus up here. And we're here for the big Spiritual Leadership Conference. We have delegates from all 50 states here, and we've had some incredible meetings already, and more along the way. I'll be speaking with the students at West Coast Baptist College later on this week, so we're looking forward to that as well. 844-747-8868 on this very pleasant day, because Facebook and Instagram are down, which is, quite frankly, making it a very nice day here in America. I want to bring to you a story, and we're going to talk more about this a little bit later on, from Memphis, Tennessee. You know, we've been talking about these attacks on police officers, defund the police efforts around the country. In Memphis, the city council refuses to hire men or women from outside of the city. And they say the reason why is they don't want white police officers from the suburbs patrolling the streets of Memphis. One city council member actually said, "We don't want Bubba from Tipton County to patrol our streets." And of course, Tipton County is a predominantly white suburban county. And they're able to get away with this because the city council is so far to the left in Memphis. They make AOC look like a Republican, a Mitt Romney Republican. That's what we're talking about here. So I need to set that up so you can, because for this story that I'm about to share with you, there is a beautiful campus, a far leftist campus, but it's a beautiful place called Rhodes College. It is sort of, it's one of those Ivy League-esque schools in Memphis. And early Sunday morning, while all of us were sleeping, a gang of savage thugs stormed into a home near the campus. And it was a home invasion robbery, and there were two victims here. These gunmen opened fire. They killed a young man, and they killed a young woman. They injured a young woman, rather. Both students at Rhodes College. It is absolutely reprehensible what happened, that you can send your kid off, and at this very moment, a mom or a dad somewhere, they're getting calls that their child was either shot to death or was shot and is in grave condition because of the savage thugs. The suspects described as three or four black males. At least one was armed with a gun. A neighbor says it's over and over and over again. Folks, within 24 hours, six people were shot and killed in Memphis. We have one of the worst crime rates in all of America, even worse than New York City, in Memphis, Tennessee. And no one wants to address this problem because doing so makes you a racist. But the reality is we've got to have these conversations. And in my estimation, it doesn't matter if you're black or you're white. You still want your kid to be able to go play in the park without having to worrying about getting shot to death. It doesn't matter if you're black or white. You want to send your kid off to college and make sure they come home with a degree, not bullet holes. Janet Todd was doing an interview with television station WREG. She says it's over and over and over again. We just can't get anywhere on this issue. And you know what they're saying? They're saying it's about the guns. You got to get the guns. You got to get the guns. Okay, well, you know what? I'm just going to take a wild guess and suggest that the Rhodes College students were the only people in this story who were not armed with guns. And quite frankly, every person in the city of Memphis, Tennessee, every person listening to this radio program in that area, whether it be Mississippi, Arkansas, or Western Tennessee, you might want to rethink this whole thing and go out and get yourself a gun. Go out and make sure your kids are trained and get them gun permits so they can protect themselves when the thugs bust into the house and open fire. Horrible story. Rhodes College, by the way, closed today. Kids are devastated. It's a terrible, terrible story. And we don't know who these victims are here. But they apparently know who the people are. At least one person's already been either arrested or they're searching for this person right now. But until we get a handle on this problem, and until we actually address the root of this problem, it's not going to get resolved. So your heart goes out to these poor moms and dads, their classmates over at Rhodes College. But everybody seems to be surprised by this. You had six people shot and killed in Memphis, Tennessee over the weekend. That is not normal, but that is the normal in Memphis. We had Governor Mike Huckabee on the show a couple of weeks ago. He was driving on Interstate 240, and I almost wanted to tell the governor to get off that interstate. 90 shootings just on the interstate system in Memphis, Tennessee. But they don't want to talk about that. And the reason why is political. BLM, they don't want to do marches here. As a matter of fact, I don't think you're going to see BLM marching in the streets over the Rhodes College shooting either. So anyway, we'll keep you updated on that story. Crime, folks, this is what happens. When you defund the police, you do not give them the resources they need. Very, very bad things happen. Very bad things. And this is why in many cities across the country now, the police are not even handling theft and burglary calls because they do not have the resources to do their job. So again, we are broadcasting all this week from West Coast Baptist College here in California. We're going to have a lot of great guests for you coming up as well. Plus your calls, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We'll be right back, America.
Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Stearns radio program as we go through a digital detox today. Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, all down, and Facebook says they are now aware of the problem, and they're going to fix it. But you know what I said? Facebook, just take a break. You know, maybe take a long lunch break, and we'll get back up maybe later this evening. But the country seems to be either horrified or relieved that social media is in the throes of upheaval right now. Welcome to the program. We are broadcasting all this week from Los Angeles County, West Coast Baptist College in the Antelope Valley. We have thousands of people here for the annual Spiritual Leadership Conference hosted by Lancaster Baptist Church, and we're excited and honored to be a part of the lineup. As a matter of fact, Pastor Paul Chappell is going to be here on the program in just a little while. He had Larry Elder speaking at the church a couple of weeks ago, right before the failed recall effort. So they are very engaged in the political process here and what's happening in California. Go ahead and write down our telephone number. You are going to need this. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I do want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and we are honored to have California Assemblyman Kevin Kiley with us. Kevin, it's first welcome to the show, and it's great to be in your state today.
Yeah, thanks, Todd. Appreciate you visiting, and thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I have to tell you, this was the first time I've flown in a very long time, and it was someone asked me to describe the what it was like flying into LAX, and it was really like being in class detention, in school detention at 30,000 feet with the flight attendants as the hall monitors. A very unpleasant experience.
Yes, I'm sorry about that, and LAX can be quite an adventure.
Yeah, that's one polite way to say it on the radio, Kevin. You know, it's you know, your governor, I think, feels somewhat emboldened after the failed recall effort. And I'm wondering if that's one of the reasons why he came out late last week and announced all kids K through 12 are going to have to get the China virus vaccine.
Yeah, and well, first of all, I'll say the recall, you know, you say failed recall, and yes, it didn't succeed in removing him from office, but it did succeed in getting millions of people involved in the process here in California and forcing the governor to spend $70 million to pull out all the stops, to change the rules for the election on the eve of the vote, to get the president of the United States, Joe Biden, to parachute in here, as well as Kamala Harris, Barack Obama, and many others. And it was really only through flooding our TV sets with what even the Associated Press called lies that he was able to stave off what had been a tied race just a couple weeks before voting. But, yes, so he's still in office. Is he feeling emboldened? Maybe. Would he have done this anyway? Probably. I mean, he's been trying to, you know, impose the strictest, most severe, most coercive COVID policies throughout the course of this whole thing. I mean, that's literally true when it comes to business shutdowns, when it comes to school shutdowns, when it comes to church shutdowns, when it comes to mask mandates, vaccine passports. California has had the highest level of coercion and control across the map. So sadly, this announcement is not surprising. And indeed, he even emphasized when he made the announcement that California is the only state in the country doing this.
Have you guys, as lawmakers, gotten any sort of indication, because we've been getting these questions about who this will impact? Is this every school in the state? Are we talking about public schools? What about the Christian schools, parochial schools?
Yeah, it appears now that it will impact everyone. It's important to note that in the announcement that the governor has made, which, again, this isn't going to go into effect until the academic semester after, academic term after FDA approval for the relevant age group. But based upon what the governor has announced, there will still be religious exemptions and personal belief exemptions. However, I would not be surprised at all if the legislature takes action to remove those, or if the governor just decides to go ahead and do it himself at some point, because California just a few years ago passed a law to remove those exemptions, personal belief exemptions and religious exemptions for kids for all vaccines. And so we're really a national outlier in that sense. I think we're one of only three states in the country that doesn't allow a religious exemption.
You know, it's interesting. There is a survey out talking about homeschooling and how it is surging in California. One person they talked to over the weekend, a homeschooling organization out of Orange County, said they received about 3,000 emails from moms and dads inquiring, making inquiries about homeschooling. I wonder if we're going to see a mass exodus from the public school system because of all of this.
Oh, we already are. And we saw this even, you know, throughout the last year when schools are shut down. You had huge numbers of kids just dropped out of the public school system. And, I mean, it's not a surprise. The public schools were really bad to begin with, or at least most of them, especially in large cities like Los Angeles. Then we had the longest school closure of any state in the country. The remote learning Zoom school options were often, very inadequate. And now you have mask mandates, which were one of a small minority of states that has a statewide mandate. And now this first in the nation vaccine mandates for students. So, of course, there's going to be an exodus. But one thing that, you know, is important to note, Todd, is that, in the very beginning stages of COVID, Newsom and the legislature took steps to try to stop students from leaving. For example, they denied funding to charter schools for new students, the very schools that families were enrolling their kids in because they already had good remote learning options. The legislature and the governor passed an urgency measure to try to stop that from happening. So I am very concerned that there is going to be some sort of an effort to go after homeschools to try to limit that option for California families. In fact, there have been bills introduced in the past to do precisely that.
Unbelievable. Well, and I will not be surprised if that happens, because there's already the rumblings of a new narrative coming out against homeschooling are already starting to surface really all over the country. And I mean, what's happening in California, Kevin, is happening in other areas of the country as well. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that moms and dads, for the first time in a very long time, were able to see what was happening in the public schools, what their kids were learning through these Zoom classes. And they were, they're saying, wait a second here. You're not educating my child. You're indoctrinating my child. This makes no sense. And I think a lot of moms and dads are now beginning to understand what's been happening in that classroom.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. And, obviously perhaps the foremost example right now is CRT and related curricula. Newsom has a bill on his desk right now that will make CRT a graduation requirement in California, not just allowing it to be taught in our schools, requiring it to be taught in our schools. This passed the legislature and is now sitting on his desk. And so I think you're right, though, that, you know, now that parents have in many cases gotten firsthand exposure to what's going on in classrooms, they're really thinking about, their kids in education in a whole new way.
Real quick here, we've got a few minutes for you to weigh in on this. I'm curious what is going on with the Republican Party in California. Is this a leadership issue? It's striking that you guys are sorely outnumbered in the state house, and I just don't see Republicans making gains there in the Golden State. What's going on here? What do you estimate is the key issue that Republicans need to focus on?
Well, honestly, you know, the issues in California are so like basic. The failures are so basic that you should be able to offer a winning platform that appeals to the various factions of our party as well.
But the Republicans are not. But they're not doing that. The Republican Party's
right.
Not doing that.
Absolutely right. It hasn't been done. I mean, we should have a message that's just, let's get back to basics. Pave our roads, manage our forests, store our water, maintain our grid, defund our police, do the things that government is actually supposed to do. And, you know, that could appeal to broad swaths of the population. But I will say, as far as the future of the party goes, I think that one lesson we draw from the recall is that we really need to empower the grassroots, because this thing did not start with the state Republican Party. They got on board eventually. It didn't start with politicians like me. It started with people in their communities who said enough is enough and, you know, sat outside of Walmarts and Hobby Lobbies for hours on end, gathering signatures, eventually getting 2.1 million of them. And, you know, I think that that is kind of where the energy of the party really needs to come from. And that should be a sign of, you know, what the future of the party should be.
Yeah, well, but when you look at those final numbers, and again, I think having a strong Republican Party would have helped early on, because Larry Elder jumped in at the last minute, and yeah, he got, what, 3.4 million votes. But the reality is that made the issue Larry Elder versus Gavin Newsom, as opposed to should we recall the governor. And I think that was a major strategic blunder that, you know, again, the Democrats took full advantage of.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the playbook that Gavin Newsom was going to use was always going to be the same. They're going to try to nationalize the recall. They're going to try to use fear-mongering related to COVID and so forth. So I don't blame any one, candidate for that.
I blame the party. I blame the Republican Party for that.
Yeah. And so I think you're right, though, that we needed to have sort of a unified front saying this is a referendum on Gavin Newsom, first and foremost. It's a yes or no vote. That's a separate question as to who the successor is going to be. Because we did see in the polling, just, you know, on the eve of voting, really, or a couple weeks before voting, that this was a tie race, that the independents were overwhelmingly in favor of the recall, that Latinos were overwhelmingly in favor of the recall. And so I think that shows you there is a path to victory in California, and we just got to figure out how to not let them do what they did in the last several weeks of this thing to totally, sabotage the effort.
Yeah, well said. All right, Kevin, we're going to have to leave it there. Good having you on. Kevin Kiley, folks, one of the good assemblymen, one of the good guys in California politics. Kevin, thanks again, and I look forward to getting you back on very soon.
I'll look forward to it. Thanks, Todd. Enjoy your time in California.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Kevin Kiley, folks, Republican assemblyman, and he did pretty well. I mean, he, this was Larry Elder's race, and the thinking is that Larry might be a possible candidate down the road. You know, Newsom does have to, you know, there is another race coming for governor. We'll see how that goes, but the Republicans have to get their act together. There's no doubt about that. All right, we've got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. You know, Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, wants to give back to our listeners of the Todd Stearns Radio Show. And you're going to be able to get some great discounts all this week on MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listeners Special. Mike is going to hook you up with some deep discounts on MyPillow mattress toppers and towels and so many other great products. By the way, just give you one example here. All this week, buy one, get one free offer on Giza Dream Bed Sheets. That's buy one, get one free. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So all you need to do is go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special. Use the promo code STARNS. If you buy one, you're going to get one free. That's on the Giza Sheets. That's MyPillow.com. Use the promo code STARNS. You can also call 800-839-8506 for these great specials. That's 800-839-8506. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
And we've found a tumbleweed yet? Where is, no, I don't think we have. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. You know, the last time I was here at West Coast Baptist College, which is up in the high desert, I was driving in the middle of the desert, and all of a sudden this giant ball of something came like rumbling across the road, and Grace Baker, I nearly wrecked the rental car.
Oh, my.
And it turned out to be a tumbleweed.
What? Those actually exist.
The thing, yeah, it was, I mean, it was almost as large as the car. I thought, what in the world?
Wow.
I thought it was a wildebeest, but no, it turned out to be a tumbleweed.
Tumbleweed.
Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you. By the way, Facebook, is it still down?
Last time I checked, just let's see.
Wow.
Again. It looks like it. Yep.
Yeah, people are freaking out over this. I'm not, you know, it's not bothering me all that much.
I literally do not care about Facebook.
But, you know, I really did think that I thought Caleb Parker, our managing editor, had a very good point when he talked about this being people going through a digital detox.
Yeah, that's definitely a good point.
And some people are really freaking out about all of this.
It's really
I'm not on the TikTok, so I don't know what people are doing over there. But I think if TikTok went down, then, you know, the young people would be rioting in the streets.
Probably. It would be the apocalypse.
Speaking of that, by the way, we're at this very moment, you know, the vaccine mandates are now in effect for public school teachers in New York City. And our understanding is hundreds of teachers are now marching in the streets protesting. They don't even have enough. They don't have enough teachers or substitute teachers to man the classrooms in New York City because of the mandates coming down. So there you go, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I was speaking to a group of ladies last night here in Los Angeles County, and they were telling me that the vaccine is fine. Some of them actually got the vaccine. Others have not. But they say the issue for them is the forced vaccination policies, and they really have a big problem with that. This is a very large military community here in Lancaster, California. You have Edwards Air Force Base here. You have a lot of the defense contractors that have their facilities here. And a lot of the enlisted men and women that I've been speaking to are preparing. They're having to make a tough decision here. Will they follow the requirement, the orders coming down to get that vaccine? And several of them have already told me that they are planning to retire because of the vaccine mandates coming down. So it really is a big issue for people here in California, and I suspect all over America, as they deal with these vaccine mandates. I mean, the idea that you've got Gavin Newsom coming out and saying, you know what, folks, you're going to have your kids vaccinated. We really don't care what you say because you don't have a say. The schools get to determine, the government gets to determine what happens to your child. You, parent, you, mom, you, dad, you no longer have a choice here. It's not up to you. And we know that because Terry McAuliffe was talking about this in the debates during the governor of Virginia governor's race, cut number six.
I believe parents should be in charge of their kids' education.
Mr. McAuliffe, 30 seconds.
So first of all, this shows how clueless Glenn Youngkin is. He doesn't understand what the laws were because he's never been involved here in helping Virginia. But it was not. The parents had to write to veto bills. Veto books, Glenn, not to be knowledgeable about it, also take them off the shelves. And I'm not going to let parents come into schools and actually take books out and make their own decisions.
You vetoed it.
So, yeah, I stopped the bill that I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach.
There you have it. The Democrat Terry McAuliffe doesn't think parents should be able to tell these schools what they should be teaching their kids. That is a problem in America. Do you have a problem with that, moms and dads? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We are broadcasting all this week from California, West Coast Baptist College in the beautiful Antelope Valley. And here all week, we'll be doing a lot of speaking engagements. You folks down in, I guess, Orange County? We're going to be at Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, next Sunday. I'll be speaking at all three morning worship services, and we're looking forward to meeting a lot of our listeners down there. Also emceeing the big Pacific Justice Institute gala with my former colleague over at Fox News Channel, Jesse Waters. But my favorite thing, is it okay for me to call this the favorite part of it, is the Spiritual Leadership Conference? Dr. Paul Chapel from the pastor at Lancaster Baptist Church and the president of West Coast Baptist College. Dr. Chapel, it's great to be on campus.
It's great to have you here, Todd, and we're looking forward to a great week. We've got pastors coming from all 50 states. And we're hungry to hear from God and excited that you're having a part in various aspects of the conference.
So a couple of things here, Dr. Chapel, and help me understand being in the desert. Right. So it was like 90-something degrees, and then when I woke up, it was 40-something degrees. Is that normal?
That's normal fall weather in the high desert.
I see.
So
okay.
We're about 2,700 feet here. We're in northern L.A. County, so in the fall season, we get cool in the evenings, and then it warms right back up in the afternoon. So,
well, it's exciting to be here, and as you mentioned, people from all 50 states. I met some folks from Hawaii that came in, and it's just a great, sweet spirit here. And I think people are, you know, I think if you're not in California, you look at what just happened with the recall, and you would think, oh, my goodness, there must be a spirit of great depression on this state. But that's not the case.
No. And when you know, one way to look at this would be that there were more people that voted for the recall than live in many states. We have, you know, still several million conservatives in California. And the recall, unfortunately, was framed as kind of a, you know, anti-Trump thing. And that seems to be working right now for certain people. But, you know, the fact is that this is a part of our great nation. And for those of us in ministry, for those of us who are declaring the gospel, we know that we're here for a reason. And so we have to keep our focus on that reason. And from a political angle, at times, religious liberty wise, it can be a bit discouraging, but we have to just keep encouraged in the Lord.
One of the things that really struck out for me last night, there was a beautiful video. You guys are celebrating 35 years of ministry here in this area. This was not here. This was all just desert with the tumbleweeds.
That's right. Yeah,
35 years ago.
We started with 12 members and have several thousand members now. And we like to tell that story because we want to inspire other, maybe younger men to say, well, if God could do that in a desert, he can do it where I live.
And of course, you know, another large part of what you do here is the college as well, which is fairly new. But you're really raising up those pastors, which are so vitally important, I think, for the health and for the future of the country.
It really is, Todd, because the baby boomer pastors are retiring in rapid succession, and we need their replacements being trained. And that was one of the big burdens we had when we started West Coast Baptist College. We're not a liberal arts college. We're really training people for the pastorate, for missions, music, evangelism, Christian schools. We're an accredited Bible college, and it's a unique resource on this West Coast. And we really appreciate people's prayers and interest to send students to support the college, because we need to get the gospel out, and that's what we train the students to do.
So someone, and again, part of the fascinating video, back in the 1980s, when you came here, someone had the wherewithal to actually videotape a lot of the things that were happening, and you said 35 years ago that you dreamed of a space where there would be a giant American flag flying on the church property. And that dream has certainly come true, because there is a very large American flag outside the church.
I think it's the largest flag in our area of 500,000 people. And when you're up on the hills, you can look down and see the campus and see that flag. And you can also see the bright illuminated cross at the worship center. And that's what we want people to know, that we love God and country, and that we believe as this country turns to God, it's a better country.
And that's okay, because there are pastors out there, including some fellow Baptist, who would say that's a problem.
Right. We've been infected in certain segments of the Baptist world with woke theology and false concepts that would cause the church to believe that we can't be salt and light. We can't be a part of of the process as citizens. And the fact is, the Bible speaks to very relevant issues that we're facing today, and none of us should be for any form of discrimination or hate or injustice. But by the same token, when we want to whitewash any group of people and alienate people from the process, whether that's Christians, whether that's people of a particular cultural background, it's wrong. And as Christians, what I have seen the last few years is the liberal crowd in our country wants to say, you guys sit in the corner and be real quiet. You know, only our crowd can get up and make noise. And as Christians, we don't need to break windows in Starbucks and burn police cars to get our point across. But we certainly don't need to be silent about the glorious gospel of Christ or issues such as family, issues such as faith.
Or break into bathrooms and
yes, follow senators around.
Senators,
it's amazing. It is amazing.
On the here in the studio at West Coast Baptist College. No, I was going to say on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, but
right.
Here in person at West Coast Baptist College, Dr. Paul Chample, the pastor of this great church and president of this great school, also the author of a new book, Guided by Grace, and you can get yourself a copy of that. We've got a link in the live show blog, or you can go to strivingtogether.com. That's strivingtogether.com. You know, Dr. Chample, not only do you have the college here, you also have a school for children, what, K through 12.
Right.
And the big question, the looming question, are you guys going to have to comply with these orders coming out of the state capitol?
Todd, I'm firmly against these government mandates. I'm not against the vaccination. We've discussed that. But I'm against the mandates of this type. And what really concerns me with Governor Newsom, he's so emboldened now that this recall is over. And before the FDA has even approved vaccinating children, he signs into law that they must all be vaccinated. The presumptuousness of that is amazing to me. I'm not an attorney. I don't know where that comes with respect to legal aspects. I'm sure it's being studied at this present moment. But I don't believe that the state should tell a parent that their five-year-old should take this vaccination. And so, you know, there certainly have been other vaccines that, you know, school systems have encouraged or whatever. But this one is so new and these children so young that I can tell you that Democratic and Republican parents are concerned about it.
You know, on Saturday, we had a huge feast at your home,
right?
And we're going to get to that in just a moment. But there was a gentleman who was a guest and I believe an assistant district attorney.
Right.
And he's a Democrat.
Right.
But he's also a believer. He is pro-life.
Right.
Pro-Second Amendment. And it was fascinating to hear him talk about the woes of the Republicans here. And maybe he suggested that conservative Democrats might be able to do something if the Republicans cannot.
Well, you know, at the national level, we're seeing Sinema and Manchin and some of these that are showing at least some common sense. You can't just spin. So at the local level, I believe that there are people like the assistant DA, John Hatami, who are law and order people. And their party is abandoning them. In fact, John has been abandoned by the Democratic Party. Our Sheriff Alex Villanueva has been abandoned because he's law and order, and they're defunding him. And all he's trying to do is protect the very people that are complaining against him. And so I think people that are just common sense about safety and law and order, they're stepping back and realizing that their party's being hijacked right now.
Well, and that is going to be an issue for Republicans outnumbered here in California. What, 3-1, I think, is what the ADA told us. And they're going to have to figure something out. But we had Assemblyman Kevin Kiley on earlier in the program. And honestly, I mean, he's a great guy. I just don't think he understands the significance of the problem within the Republican Party here.
We have got to build a better cohesiveness. There's a lot of people that aren't yet connected, and I've been saying that for a long time with respect to the state party leaders and bringing people together. And I think Kevin is a bright star. I just think we've got to connect some dots.
All right. Let's talk about this huge feast, though, that Mrs. Chappell prepared for all of us. Here's how it went, folks. And Grace Baker, you just have to hear the lineup here. The hors d'oeuvres involved preparing steak on the grill. So steak was the appetizer,
Todd,
for this feast.
It's lunchtime. Why you got to make me hungry like this?
Oh, it was. And then we had the main entree was this beautiful brisket and this grilled salmon, Dr. Chappell.
Yeah, it was amazing. Terry's gifted, to say the least, and it's really a heart filled with love in which that's all prepared, usually a few days ahead of time, and then we get to sit there and enjoy it in about an hour's time. But it was great food, and certainly enjoyed the fellowship as
and
well.
So she wrote this beautiful book called Gracious Hospitality, which is actually an outgrowth of what you guys do here at the church. This is all
right.
Part of biblical teaching, which I'm all for that kind of biblical
right.
teaching. Can I get seconds and thirds? Tell us a little bit about this book.
Well, you're exactly right. That book was born out of our heart. I very conservatively speaking, we've had 2,000 or 3,000 people in our home over the years for meals, and sometimes people that don't know Christ, sometimes people who have for a long time, missionaries in foreign countries. Our heart is to show the love of Christ through hospitality. And Terry grew up in a family where her mom and dad owned restaurants. She loves to cook. And that's just one of the ways that we're able to share God's love. In fact, we had a businessman years ago from Australia that came out and was just visiting our church and came to our home for a meal, had never known Christ and accepted Christ at our table after we filled him up with that good food.
So, is that right?
Yeah, so we have some neat stories like that. Mike Huckabee also endorsed her book, as you did, Todd. And I think what you said is Terry Chappell's cooking is, how did you liken it to Paula Deen's butter?
She is to Christian hospitality yes. what Paula Deen is to butter. So
we appreciated those words from you and Governor Huckabee and others. And it's a great book. It's available at strivingtogether.com. It has 50 recipes with pictures of her delicious dishes. And so it's a great ad for anyone looking for maybe a Christmas present or something like that.
Oh, it is a wonderful gift. And those deviled eggs with the little strips of bacon, I may have spoken in tongues, Pastor Chappell. I know that's, you know, I'm a Baptist, but it was that good. So, all right. Well, we got to call it a wraps there. Dr. Chappell, thank you again for the great hospitality.
We're glad you're here.
Hosting the radio program. And, folks, I would encourage you to go to our website, check out the great things that are happening, not just here at Lancaster Baptist Church, but at the school. Maybe you're looking for a great place to send your kids to get a great Bible education. This is a great place here on the West Coast. And, of course, those incredible books at strivingtogether.com.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Grace Baker, they just brought in Asian pears sliced for us to sample.
This is just cruel, Todd.
I'm telling you.
Well,
we've had several people ask, when are you going to let Grace out of the building and join you on some of these?
See,
we're going to have to do that.
Todd, people don't know. I live upstairs, like in the tower, like in the fairy tales.
Well
help
played.
Help me. I'm kidding. Nobody.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show, broadcasting from California all this week. Let's go to the phones. Joyce in North Carolina, WSIC. Joyce, what's on your mind today?
I just love you and Grace.
Well, you're so kind to say that. Thank you.
I love what you had on a while ago about the preacher, the new preacher.
Yes, Dr. Chappell from he is the pastor at Lancaster Baptist Church. That's right.
I could hear him on my phone.
Isn't he good?
Oh, I love when he talks about the churches.
It is good. Now, Grace was telling me, Joyce, that you wanted to weigh in on Facebook. Are you out of sorts because Facebook is down?
Well, what it is, Todd, I don't have a cell phone. The reason why I couldn't get to you, my friend, my best friend, high school friend, has got Facebook. And she sends my sister in California pictures of me. I can't call her. She has to call me. She's always worried about me.
Of course.
She She lived in Novato, and she lived in Atlanta, California. My brother lives in Kent, Washington. They're far away from me.
So they all have Facebook, but you don't have Facebook.
They got cell phones, but I don't. I wouldn't even know how to work one.
Well, let me tell you something, Joyce. I think you're better off. I really do. I think you are better off.
Well, my husband told me he'd throw one in the river. He just
said, is that right?
A cell phone.
Oh, my goodness.
And I just don't think I know how to work one. I just keep my landline, honey.
So, well, Joyce, then you just keep that landline, and you you give us a call back one of these days. God bless you. I think Joyce has the right – I think she's got the right idea. Just throw the cell phones in the river, go back to the old landline. And we're going to have to – now, Grace, you may not know this, being a young person – but back in the day, before smartphones, we had something called a landline in your house. You know, the phone was attached to the wall.
Yes,
and
Todd,
you
I
had
know
a
the
cord.
Landline is.
All right, and you couldn't see anything in it. You know, it was just the phone.
Yes.
And I think life was a lot easier back then. Do we have time to take Kay from Georgia?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's go to Kay, listening to us on WDUN. All right, Kay, what are you discombobulated because of Facebook being down?
About Facebook. I've got it, but I'm about ready to get rid of it. I just wanted to remind you, you are the one, I mean, I'm the one that got a hug from you when we were at in Gainesville. You signed my book, and you came around and gave me a big hug.
Yes, I remember that, Kay. Yes, okay, Kay the hugger. Yes, hi, Kay. How are you?
Yeah, that's me. Well, what I wanted to tell you, I'm almost blind. I haven't always been that way. I used to be able to read and all that good stuff. But anyway, God has used me in a different way. But the reason I wanted to let you know what was going on, my Sunday school class has a private Facebook account page. And I don't use mine that much. And I have to use my cell phone with voice over internet protocol.
Oh, yes, yes, over. Yes.
And Siri. So what I do is I can bring it up and have it to read to me. Well, when the Sunday school class, when I get up, let things...
Oh, dear. You know what? I hate to do this to you, Kay, but we are flat out of time here. Hang in there. I know you have Facebook, but you don't use it. I think you may be better off because of that. All right. Hey, folks, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show from California.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. We are broadcasting all this week from West Coast Baptist College in beautiful California, the Antelope Valley, and folks, we're having a wonderful time. Those of you who might be listening to us here in California, we would love for you to drop by and join the incredible event here at Lancaster Baptist Church. It's the annual Spiritual Leadership Conference. Over, I think, 3,000 or so people from all over America, all 50 states are here for a series of wonderful meetings at this great school, and I'll be addressing the delegates tomorrow. And then on Thursday, I'll be speaking to the students at West Coast Baptist College. So we're just excited to be here. Today, Facebook still down. It's what is this? Grace, 3 hours now? 4 hours that Facebook has been down, and all is pretty well with the world.
Yeah, it's still down, Todd. It's just loading and loading and loading and never works.
So this is a wonderful time to remind you of why you need to download and subscribe to the Todd Starnes newsletter. Folks, I can't tell you how many times we get emails from you saying, Todd, we've been censored. We can't get your content on our news feeds. Facebook, they've got their algorithms. They love to censor and shadow ban conservative content on their platform. Now their platform is entirely shut down, so we don't know what the problem is. But I can tell you the only way that you are going to be able to stay engaged on what's happening in this country is through the Todd Starnes newsletter. It is free of charge. We have sponsors. They pay all the bills. And you're able to get a daily newsletter filled with news and information that you will not find anywhere else. We make it super simple. All you have to do is go to our website, toddstarnes.com, click on the subscribe button. We don't require a lot of information. First, last name, zip code, poof, that's it. Oh, and your email address too. And then you will be engaged and locked in. The only way for you to do that is to go and subscribe to the newsletter, because you never know when one day Facebook just might go away forever. I mean, you just never know where this is going to go. Another option is Getter, GETTR.com, Getter.com. We have a huge and growing audience there. Well over 200,000 of you have joined us on Getter, and that is a great opportunity for you to engage with us. But Facebook, Instagram, you just can't rely on them. I wish that was differently. I wish I could say that was different, that they embraced free speech, but that is just simply not the case. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. So there is a county in North Carolina, Johnston County in North Carolina, and they're about to consider a regulation. And I want to get your thoughts on this. I think this sounds like a pretty good idea. So the Board of Commissioners in Johnston County is insisting that its local school board implement a policy that would discipline or fire any teachers that are teaching anti-American lessons in the classroom. So if you've got a school teacher there in Johnston County, North Carolina, and they're out there teaching the kids, well, Abraham Lincoln is, you know, an evil man, or George Washington is a racist because he had slaves. If they teach any of that kind of nonsense, they would be fired. So the Board of Commissioners is withholding $7.9 million until the policy is accepted by the school board. This is coming from the News and Observer in Raleigh. North Carolina schools have denied teaching critical race theory. Instead, they're promoting equity and inclusion practices designed to help educate an increasingly diverse student enrollment. So Republican Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, good guy, by the way, I've had a chance to meet. We were speaking at a conference together over near Mount Airy, North Carolina. That's Mayberry country for all you folks out there. The governor, lieutenant governor, rather, released a report in August that included complaints from across the state that accusing teachers of trying to indoctrinate students. So here's what the Johnston County Board of Commissioners is doing. And I love this. They hold the purse strings. And here's what they want them to do. This would be the proposed policy. No student or staff shall be subjected to the notion that racism is a permanent component of American life. All people deserve full credit and recognition for their struggles and accomplishments throughout American history. The United States foundational document shall not be undermined. No employee of Johnston County or schools will make any attempt to discredit the efforts made by all people using foundational documents for reform. I love this idea. And a lot of people around the state of North Carolina are saying, oh, this is a brilliant idea. So the county commissioners are withholding all of the money to the school district, $7.9 million, until the school board accepts that policy. Do you think that, ladies and gentlemen, is a good idea? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. So look, I got the numbers in from our good friends over at Alliance Defending Freedom. All this month, this radio audience, we are raising thousands of dollars to help our friends over at Alliance Defending Freedom. And I've got to thank all of you folks who have already joined my campaign. Many of you have already gone to our website. You have clicked on the Donate Now banner right there on the front page. And by doing so, you are making an investment in your freedoms. And the reason why is because ADF is fighting every day for men and women just like you. You know, a while back we had a guy by the name of Tanner Cross on this program. He's a school teacher in Virginia. He was suspended because he stood up to the school board, and he explained why he opposed letting boys who identify as girls play on girls' athletic teams. It was all based on his religious beliefs. Well, Jillian Turner over at Fox News turned this man's case into national headlines. Take a listen.
And he has now officially been reinstated at that Leesburg school where he teaches. The Alliance Defending Freedom tells Fox News this is a huge victory for both freedom of speech and religious liberty.
Teachers do have constitutional rights. No teacher, no parent, no citizen should be punished by the government for exercising that freedom.
The ADF tells us this case might go all the way to the Supreme Court to protect educators.
So I want to be very clear here. Had it not been for Alliance Defending Freedom, Tanner Cross would be unemployed, he would have been fired, and he would not have been able to get a job in another public school in America. But that is not the case. That's not what happened, because Tanner Cross reached out to Alliance Defending Freedom. And Alliance Defending Freedom, they're the ones who defended Tanner Cross. They're the ones who made sure he was able to keep his job. And the only way they could successfully defend his case and thousands of others impacting your freedoms is because of your financial contribution, your generous gift. So I want to encourage you folks right now. We're about to take a break. It's a perfect time to go to the website, toddstearns.com. You click on that Alliance Defending Freedom banner and donate $100 to the Freedom Fund. Todd, I don't have $100. That's okay. You've got $5, $10, $25. Every single dollar matters. You just asked Tanner Cross about that. So again, Alliance Defending Freedom, toddstearns.com, your donation, no matter how big, no matter how small, it's 100% tax deductible, and it's going to go to help fight for people like Tanner Cross. We'll be right back.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Stearns.
Folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. This story coming out of California. A third grade teacher at a college preparatory school for elementary kids encouraged the children to kill their local police chief. No, you cannot make this up. I wish you could, but you cannot. This elementary school teacher, Oakland, California, has an online history of far-left postings. Hayden Eller, the teacher, is at Ames College Prep Elementary School, wrote this on Twitter, kill your local police chief. The account was later deleted after a conservative activist got some screenshots. The person identified behind the account also suffers from schizophrenic tendencies. Just the kind of person you want teaching your first grader. He's also written and called for political violence against civilians in the U.S., specifically the rich people. Are we ready to kill and eat the rich yet, please? He also believes that we should let the United States burn, that the United States should not be a country anymore. Again, this is why so many moms and dads are now reexamining how they educate their kids. And it's a big issue that we need to address. And I think that many people around the country have already made that decision by the numbers of people who are now homeschooling their kids. They're getting their kids out of the public education system. They're either putting their kids in a good, strong, conservative Christian school, or they're homeschooling their kids. And I'm wondering, what about you? Have you decided to homeschool your children? Are you one of those families that have pulled your kids out of the public school system? Or are you a homeschooler? And what advice would you give to moms and dads who are looking at that as an option?
because a lot of parents just don't know what to do anymore. And they don't want to send their kids to a place where they're going to come home hating America and hating God. And honest to goodness, that's exactly what the public school system is. I mean, there's absolutely no way around that. You've got, look, and it's not every school in America. It is a majority of the schools in America, and that's the problem. It's not an anomaly. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the problem. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, Dr. Fauci, back in the news over the weekend, and I go back to something I said back in 2019 when I predicted on the radio that we were about to enter an eternal pandemic. So Dr. Fauci, over the weekend, was asked whether or not he could guarantee we would be able to celebrate Christmas in America. Cut number two.
We can gather for Christmas, or it's just too soon to tell?
You know, Margaret, it's just too soon to tell. We've just got to concentrate on continuing to get those numbers down and not try to jump ahead by weeks or months and say what we're going to do at a particular time. Let's focus like a laser on continuing to get those cases down. And we can do it by people getting vaccinated and also in the situation where boosters are appropriate to get people boosted, because we know that they can help greatly in diminishing infection and diminishing advanced disease, the kinds of data that are now accumulating in real time.
So, no Christmas, ladies and gentlemen. Hate to break it to you. No Christmas, according to Dr. Fauci. Now, I don't know about your family, but the Stearns family, we pay no attention. We pay no mind to Dr. Fauci. So, we will be celebrating the reason for the season, pandemic or not. But I'm curious to hear what you have to say about that as well, because we are living in a time where there is no relief on the horizon. And we know this because you've got California, where Governor Gavin Newsom is telling parents they have no control over what happens to their child in the public school. They will be vaccinated, whether or not the parent agrees or not. You have Dr. Fauci out there and the federal government saying, well, you know what? You're not going to be able to celebrate Christmas. You're not going to be able to congregate together for Christmas this year. Probably not going to happen. Folks, that puts us well over 2 years, 2 years since the pandemic started. By the way, I probably should not say this. I will, but I'm going to. It was fascinating. The level of ignorance in the airports in America. So when you're in the line waiting to get on board the airplane, you're required to wear the face coverings. And they're, I mean, folks, it's like a prison. So we're at Memphis International Airport, getting ready to board the Delta jetliner to go to LAX. And we were riding in first class. And so we're seated there, and it was fascinating. First of all, in the TSA checkpoint line, you're required to wear the masks until you get to the agent, and then you have to remove your mask. Now, here's where I get concerned, Grace Baker, and confused. Apparently, the China virus is such an intelligent disease that the China virus knows not to infect anyone when you remove your mask so that TSA can see who you are. I mean, that's fascinating when you think about it, right? So the whole point of wearing the mask is that you don't infect other people, because when you speak or breathe, you're going to have little particles, and those particles go out and they're going to infect somebody. But for whatever reason, TSA has figured out that at that very moment when you take your mask off so they can identify you, all of a sudden, the disease is no longer infectious. I'll go a step further. So here we are on the airplane, and they serve a meal. I'll get to that a little bit later. But they serve you dinner on the airplane. You're allowed to remove your face mask to eat your meal. But you have to wear the mask over your nose for the rest of the flight. So how is it that the disease knows not to infect anyone else when you're eating your meal? Do you understand, ladies and gentlemen? It's all political theater. It's all political theater. That's what this is really all about. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Grace, I don't have a name here. Who are we talking to?
We are talking to Wallace in Georgia on WDUN.
All right, Wallace, welcome to the program. What's on your mind, Wallace?
Hey, Todd, I called a little while back, and you said if I come up with another little ditty song, to call you back. I had that one about, let's see, what was it about?
Okay, well, let's put Wallace on hold here, because we're coming up on a break, and I thought that Dr. Wallace, or Wallace here wanted to weigh in on Dr. Fauci, so we'll have to get back to him a little bit later on. But again, folks, my observations as we are moving through this new era of lockdowns and crackdowns, and I see it especially here in California, and I feel bad for the people that live out here because they're living under oppression right now. This is coming to your neighborhood. I have no doubt about that. This is coming to your neighborhood. So we're going to get into more of that. We're expecting a call from Jason Miller a little bit later on in the program today. Also, Facebook is still down, and nobody seems to know what the problem is. All of the apps that Facebook owns, every product they own digitally, is down as well, including Instagram and WhatsApp. And all of this happened one day after a whistleblower appeared on CBS 60 Minutes. And I don't know if it's a coincidence. I don't know. But honest to goodness, I think America might be better off and a little bit more relaxed today as a result of the Facebook outage. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Todd Starnes Radio Show. So, folks, we have some breaking news to share with you. This is weird. Something is clearly going on, or this is all just very coincidental. So, for the past 4 hours or so now, we've been telling you about the outage involving Instagram, Facebook, and WhatsApp. We're also getting word that there are other outages involving Verizon, T-Mobile, and AT&T customers. So they're reporting outages as well. We will keep you updated here. I don't know what this means. This could all be coincidental, or it could be part of some sort of a broader attack. We don't know. Hackers, who knows? But right now, I can tell you the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is up and running, and we're very honored to have with us Congressman Ken Buck on the program. Congressman, hope you're doing well today.
I'm doing great, Todd. Thanks.
So what do you make of all of this? I mean, you know, big tech is something's going down today.
Yeah, I have no idea. It's fascinating. Obviously, you know, in the hours and days to come, we'll find out more. I'm sure there are government officials looking into this. It doesn't surprise me that foreign hackers or some other issue is may be occurring. But it's really interesting to think that there's a possibility that a foreign government could interfere with our lives in that way. Frankly, some of the sites that you mentioned, it doesn't bother me a whole lot that they're going down because I think they're dangerous, but others certainly are important methods of communication.
Yeah, well, I'm with you. I mean, my day was not ruined by seeing someone taking a photograph of their breakfast sandwich at McDonald's. So, you know, it's posting it on Facebook. It is what it is. Congressman, lots of other big stories to talk about, though, including the border crisis. So we're broadcasting our show from here in Southern California, where a lot of people, and especially Hispanic Americans that we've been speaking to, are very upset that the border has not been secured under the Biden administration.
Yeah, I am going to the border next week with my good friend Andy Biggs from Arizona, going down to the area near Yuma. And I think it's
it is just such a shame because the Trump administration did a great job of securing the border, of making sure that Americans were safe. And you know, you mentioned Hispanic Americans. When I was a prosecutor, I had to deal with literally hundreds of cases of identity theft. And the identities that were being stolen weren't Todd Starnes or Ken Buck. It was typically an Hispanic identity that was being stolen to match the person who was coming in and using that identity to get a job or do other things. We were getting a call because the IRS was going after the people who were using whose identity had been stolen because they hadn't paid taxes in some job where they hadn't even been to the town. And so it really is an issue that affects all Americans. And it's sad that the Biden administration is just turning a blind eye to such a crisis.
Well, and not just that particular part of the crisis, but also Dr. Fauci was on the Sunday shows. He was downplaying this idea that the illegal aliens, by the tens of thousands who are being moved into the interior of the country, who have not been tested, they have not been vaccinated, but he says they're not the reason why that there's an uptick in the China virus cases in this country. Do you buy his argument?
I haven't bought much of what Dr. Fauci has said for the last few years. I think that he is a spokesperson for the left, and I think that he is absolutely wrong when he says that people that are coming from these third world countries where they don't have a lot of access to the vaccines and other methods of trying to fight this virus come into this country. They're given a choice sometimes of whether they want to get a vaccine or not, but that's their choice. The Border Patrol agents aren't given a choice of whether they want a vaccine. They have to take it. The folks that are in the United States military aren't given a choice. So many other people are forced to take a vaccine in this country, and yet we give the people who are entering the country illegally a choice. It makes absolutely no sense.
Congressman Kim Buck on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Congressman, other big issue, the economy. Your colleague from over in Oklahoma's 2nd Congressional District, Mark Wayne Mullen, weighed in on this $3.5 trillion Build Back Better bill. And he pointed out, I guess somebody has done the math here, and he says that this tax is going to seriously impact farmers to the tune of about $6,500 per dairy cow and $2,600 per head of cattle. I'm not sure the average American understands how significant inflation is going to be in the coming weeks and months.
Yeah, and that's really the hidden tax here. I agree with my friend Mark Wayne that there are direct taxes on businesses, certainly inheritance taxes, other taxes that will affect corporations and many more. But the hidden tax is the inflation. The inflation is going to hurt the people who can afford it the least. The single mom raising two kids who goes to the grocery store and buys some milk and eggs and meat and has to go to the gas station to fill up, that's the person who is going to be hit the hardest by what the Democrats are doing. They always talk about how they are trying to help the little people. The little people were helped the most. I shouldn't even say little people. Average Americans were helped the most when we had Trump policies that really empowered them to make decisions. When we had low taxes, low regulations, a vibrant economy, that's what helps average Americans.
Well said. Congressman, we're going to have to leave it there. We appreciate you coming on the program today.
Thank you very much, Todd. Good to be with you.
All right, Congressman Ken Buck, ladies and gentlemen, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And, I mean, these are insane numbers. You just think about the average farmer and how much they're going to have to pay in additional taxes because of the methane emissions. Again, the Build Back Better bill imposes a fee on every methane emission, including the ag industry. And so that they've been able to calculate the numbers. This is, again, coming from Mark Wayne Mullen, the congressman from Oklahoma. $6,500 per dairy cow, $2,600 per head of cattle, $500 per pig. And you folks in Memphis, Tennessee, you love your pig. We know the barbecue. That is, can you imagine the cost that will be passed along to the average consumer by these poor farmers. Unbelievable. It's going to literally put ranchers out of business. And I think that's the whole point. The left wants us completely reliant on foreign countries for everything we have. All right, real quick, let's go to the phone lines, 844-747-8868. Brad in Virginia, listening to us on Truth 104 FM. All right, Brad, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd, thanks for taking my call. If you think about the timeline on the Facebook shutdown, that's probably about the time they were coming into the office on the West Coast. And I imagine they are blocking public access while they are purging all the evidence. I know I certainly would be doing that if I was in their shoes.
You think so? So you think this is all part of an effort to cover up something?
It surely is an awfully wild coincidence that the day after a whistleblower puts the news out, when people could be on there looking themselves at all the different things that are actually posted on Facebook that this lady's referencing, there's no way to search for anything right now. It's awfully convenient that they can be purging all the evidence and then give us access once they think they've got it cleaned off enough.
Something very strange is going on here. I mean, it's very. I don't recall Facebook being down this long. I mean, it's been down for a few minutes, you know, 20 yeah. minutes, half an hour. We're looking at what, 4 hours now, Brad. Something is not right here. So you smell a rat here.
I do, and I've got a great idea of what we can do. I think we need to, as a whole country, we need to finally just say no to the masks. And to help the farmers out with the methane, how about we come up with a way to put the mask on the rear of the cows so that that helps hold down the methane that's coming out on the cows?
Cow diapers. Cow diapers.
Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Brad, thanks a lot. There's a lot of truth over there. Truth 104 FM, our great new affiliate out there in Virginia, the Commonwealth. Folks, do you think something's going on here? Brad thinks that this is all intentional, and Facebook is trying to destroy whatever evidence. Again, this whistleblower from Facebook on 60 Minutes last night, and she may very well be summoned to testify before Congress. By the way, she has filed at least 8 complaints with the SEC alleging Facebook lied to shareholders about its own product. So Facebook could be in some hot water here. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
Folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show, broadcasting from California all this week, Southern California to be exact. West Coast Baptist College is the site of a huge leadership conference, and we're honored to be a part of that. And again, we'll be broadcasting here all week. I want to go right now, though, to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. The only social media site still up and running, Getter.com. Run by our good friend Jason Miller. Jason, good to have you with us today.
Good to be with you. If I didn't know any better, I think that maybe this is a way to get them to stop talking about the Facebook whistleblower. Don't pay attention to the fact that we're targeting preteen girls with our social media efforts. Let's talk about how this whole system went down. So if I was into conspiratorial type things, I might throw that out there, but I'm sure it's just a coincidence.
Oh, I'm sure it is as well. Instagram, WhatsApp, lots of other affiliated apps that Facebook owns are all down. And we're getting some reports of some outages involving Verizon and AT&T as well, Jason. So something clearly weird is going on, but I'm with you. What better way to get the country to stop talking about that and to focus their attention? But it also is hashtag winning for Getter, because you guys are doing tremendous work over there.
Yeah, and it's really going great. You know, we're up over 2.5 million users in addition to the U.S. Japan has been surging of late, so this is really exciting. And I think just every example of what we're seeing here, whether it's Facebook in the news, Facebook, whether it be the whistleblower or some of their discriminatory type policies or even the outages, it just reminds people we need more than just Facebook and Twitter. And so I think this is part of the reason why Getter has been so popular, and especially with President Trump getting back out there and doing rallies and people realizing that we've got to have some outlet for truly independent thought. I think that's why we're doing so well.
No, I'm with you, and we've seen a lot of success with our Getter account. We're very happy with that, and it's just, again, nice to see that content, free thought, and expression is able to exist, and not only exist, but also do so in a very successful way, which is what you've demonstrated with Getter and the rapid growth. That being said, we've got to get a handle on what's been happening with big tech and the censorship. They actually, was it Twitter, I believe, actually called out a woman's obituary because it mentioned the China virus. I mean, this is nuts.
Yeah, it's nuts. And again, it's, you know, I had someone ask me last week if I thought that with the rise of Getter and people moving away from Twitter and Facebook, if these big tech giants would realize the error of their ways and start to moderate some of their behavior. I said, no, I think once they kicked off President Trump, that they're just going to put the pedal to the metal and try to wipe everybody else out, not just here in the U.S., but places who have elections in 2022, think the Philippines, Brazil, Hungary, France, or some of the, and obviously the U.S. midterms, they're just going to keep going. This is their opportunity to snuff out any dissenting thought, and they're not going to back off. If anything, they're going to go even faster and stronger.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend Jason Miller. Jason, you know, you mentioned President Trump. He's going to be heading to Iowa. A lot of speculation. I know the president was told us early on he wasn't ready to make an announcement just yet, but it certainly is. He's certainly putting out some feelers, and I think the American people, and especially Republican voters, say Donald Trump is their man. That's what all the polling data says.
Yeah, and it shows that that people want him back. And I think even as you start looking at the broader public and they see how much of a disaster Joe Biden has been, the crisis after crisis. I mean, in fact, he's single-handedly caused just about every crisis out there except for this Facebook crash. I think that might be the only disaster that he doesn't have his fingerprints on in some way, shape, or form. But the people want real leadership back in the White House. I think that's why the hunger to get President Trump back.
No, well, look, I'm with you, and that was certainly representative of the crowd there in Perry, Georgia, and, of course, the president heading to Iowa. This is going to be fascinating to see it all play out, but I think people, when they see what Joe Biden has done to this country in less than 10 months, they're done. They are ready for change in Washington.
Absolutely, and especially as we talk, you know, even with the Dr. Fauci saying over the weekend that it was too soon to say if we were going to be allowed to have Christmas get-togethers this year. I mean, people are just sick and tired of it. They're sick and tired of the nanny state behavior, the socialist grab that Congress is trying to do with Nancy and Chuck and all the crazies on Capitol Hill. And people just want to get life back to normal. But it doesn't seem that the political left or big tech or big media want to let that happen.
Absolutely. Jason, I'm sorry we are up against a hard break here, so we're going to have to let you go, but we always appreciate you coming on the program. Know you're a busy man, and congratulations on Getter.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Getter.com, everybody. If you do not have an account, I would encourage you to get over there and get one. But more importantly, ToddStarnes.com. Folks, subscribe to the newsletter. That is your lifeline. Facebook goes down and doesn't come back. Twitter goes down, never comes back. You're going to have our newsletter so you can get firsthand information, news, conservative content that you're not going to find anywhere else. And the best part of it all, there is no price tag attached to it. It is absolutely free, available for you at ToddStarnes.com, along with the podcast of this radio program. By the way, that story I mentioned to you, this is from the New York Post. Jessica Wilson died September 7th, and the online obituary pointed out that her death was attributed to blood clots brought on by the China virus vaccine after she was forced to get the shot. And Twitter came in, and they fact-checked the woman's obituary. Who does that? Unbelievable. Twitter actually marked her obituary as misleading. So after the backlash, they were able to come back and Twitter removed the fact check warning. But it's, folks, this is all about freedom of speech being squashed on social media. That's what this is really all about here. And we're going to stay on top of this story. This is not going to go away. It doesn't matter if Facebook comes back or not. We're still dealing with the same problems that Facebook has had for a very long time. Well, look, that's going to wrap up today's program from West Coast Baptist College. We are here all this week. We're going to bring you some great guests. Larry Elder coming on tomorrow. We're going to be talking to some military folks as well. We'll be taking your calls as always. Folks, again, ToddStarnes.com. Download the podcast. Subscribe to the newsletter. We got to scoot out of here. It's been a great day. We'll be back tomorrow on the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.